From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Rush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the gothic beauty of La Reverie and their debut EP, Truth and Lies. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. The SoCal-based gothic rock band La Reverie isn't taking their big epic sound lightly. Their debut EP, Truth and Lies, is a mere 3 songs, but they are 3 songs that definitely pack a punch. This is due in no small part to legendary rock producer Ron Nevison, who has lent his magic touch to such legendary acts as The Who, Heart, Led Zeppelin, and Kiss. But that ain't to say that La Reverie, fronted by singer Allie Jorgen, doesn't bring astounding songcraft and musicianship to the table. They do, and the EP Truth and Lies is only the beginning. I had a chance to speak with Allie Jorgen of La Reverie, and you'll get to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their EP Truth and Lies, here is La Reverie with Hold Me Down.
Yeah.
From their debut EP, Truth and Lies, that was La Reverie with Hold Me Down. Visit the band at their official website, www.lareverie.com. I had a chance to speak with Ali Jorgen of La Reverie, and here's how it went. Well, this your three-song EP, Truth and Lies, is out there for everybody to hear. How does it feel now that all the work is behind you and it's out there for people to hear?
Well, we're very excited. It was actually a labor of love. We wrote the songs. We have an interesting writing style. We use what we call the kitchen, which is all the equipment is set up in the drummer's house. And he sets the drum track, and then we kind of all do our thing. The keyboards go down, guitars go down, and then I write the vocals and the lyrics. So as we were writing, we had no idea that Ron would be coming into the picture, Ron Nevison, and that was an awesome experience. And then now that it's done and the whole thing is out, it's very exciting.
I was about to ask how Ron Nevison became involved in the production. I mean, he's a pretty big name. I think I own most of the albums he's like produced. So how did that happen? You make it sound like he just sort of walked in and said, "Here I am."
Well, the funny thing is we were looking for a producer, and we didn't really know where to go. I mean, we knew exactly what we wanted, but we didn't know how to get started. And we had written the first song, Hold Me Down, and I'm not sure of the timeline, which way it went, but it had got nominated for the LA Music Awards. Somehow the guy that does the LA Music Awards had heard. Wait, is that right? I'm trying to remember now the timeline. Anyway, he knows Ron Nevison. So we had gone to a club, and we had talked to him, and Ron happened to be there that night, and we got introduced to him, and I think he had heard the demo of the song, and just kind of all went from there. And we just kept writing, and we wrote the other two songs, and we were just very, very privileged to be able to work with him.
And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it all begin? What was it that got all of you on the same page to want to do this?
I was out at a club, and I saw the keyboard player. He was working with a cover band, but he was doing some of his originals as well. And I was just kind of struck by how unusual they were. He didn't follow like normal chord progressions, and he seemed kind of mystic and a little gothic and dark, which was definitely my style. And I had approached him on a break and talked to him about his songwriting, and we stayed in touch and later talked about starting a gothic rock band, and he was very excited about the idea, and turned out he knew the same drummer and guitar player, and it kind of just all came together.
And talk about the name of the project.
La Reverie means the dream. And we thought that everybody is looking for a dream or searching for a dream. And it seemed apropos for what we were doing and what people are striving to do always, either trying to find their dream or follow their dream. And it just seemed to kind of take flight, so to speak.
And with the release of Truth and Lies, I mean, is this EP the hint of a larger work to come, or is this going to be a standalone thing?
It actually is. We have continued to write, and we have a couple of just killer songs that we just finished. We're very excited. Actually, the one that we just finished, we sent to Ron, and it's his favorite. His favorite was Truth and Lies, but the new one he really likes. We're trying to get 10 together so we can actually put out a full-length disc. We have a couple more to go, and then we'll be ready for that.
I see. And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
I actually started very young. My mother was a singer. She was involved in the kind of the TV network part of it, and she one of my earliest memories is they needed some little girl's voice on something that they were doing, and I was singing, and they wanted me to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. But she still had that recording. I think I was like 5 years old, and I was singing, and that's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. That's how I started.
Oh, goodness.
And I was I've always loved to write poetry, and I've always written all my thoughts down and kept journals, and so just kind of always been writing and always been singing.
And was there ever like a one particular artist or a group of artists that inspired you into the in the musical direction that you're in now?
Oh my gosh, I have so many wonderful, wonderful influences. I really love the songwriting of Muse. I think they're wonderful. I love the heavy guitars of Linkin Park. I love the orchestral symphonic sound of Within Temptation, the female vocal with the hard guitars and the orchestra, and I also love the songwriting of Evanescence. So there's just so many diverse influences there. And actually, there's a lot of the drummer. I mean, then you go to all the musicians. They're all influenced heavily by other people. There's some Led Zeppelin in there, and there's some. I know the keyboard player has a lot of other ones besides Muse, but I don't know what they are. And they kind of all come together in our songwriting.
Talk about the other members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes this thing work.
Well, the thing that's so interesting, getting back to the songwriting style, is our songs all begin with the drummer, which is pretty unusual from what I understand talking to people. He hears an entire song in his head, and he'll lay down a drum track, and he'll hear an intro, a verse, a chorus, a bridge, a breakdown sometimes, like a vocal breakdown, and he'll record from beginning to end an entire drum track. And there's no music or chords or sound. And then the keyboard player and guitar player, they'll come in and they'll get in tune with kind of what he's hearing and seeing and feeling. And then they'll lay down the music part of it. They'll get into the groove and they'll lay down the chords. And then, of course, the guitar player will augment that with some of the heavy stuff in the solos. And then that's all handed to me. And I'm given the challenge of writing the melody, the vocal, and the lyrics. And as far as personalities, I think we're all very down-to-earth people. The songs, they may not be real, real happy and upbeat. They're kind of everyday life, what people go through, situations that we all kind of deal with, and it's not really sugar-coated, but I think it's powerful music. I think it affects people. The music and the melodies, I think, affect people because it's like things that we all go through.
Visit the band at their official website, www.lareverie.com. Here is La Reverie once again with the title track of their debut EP, Truth and Lies.
What's coming over me?
Talk about the song Hold Me Down. What inspired that one?
That song was actually written, we had come up against a bunch of people that, when we were actually trying to put this project together, that kind of said, you know, it's not going to happen, it's not going to go anywhere, you're not going to really be able to write it. I mean, just so much negativity out there. And we looked, you know, we looked at each other and we go, you know what, we're going to do this anyway. We're going to do this and we're not going to let anyone stand in our way. And I think that's a message that I really want to give to people. I think if you really believe in something and you really want to do something, I think you just have to put your heart into it and just do it. And you can't let anybody hold you down. You know, you just got to go for it.
And Truth and Lies, you know, the second track is also the title of the EP. I mean, obviously the song must resonate in a way in order for you to make it the title of the EP. Why so?
Truth and Lies was kind of written about, it started out sort of as a relationship thing, but then it took like a broader, playing it for people, it almost took like a political thing. Some people took it as political, some people took it as a relationship. That's the cool thing about songwriting is you write what you're writing, but then people take it how they feel it. You know, the words can mean different things to different people. And it's just about being drawn into something or someone, and then you kind of open your eyes and you're like aware that you're like in this situation and you were taken in, and you know, now you see that it's not really all that they said it was or that it was supposed to be. And it's kind of a strong, empowering song as well. Maybe you kind of woke up and you're standing up for yourself again, kind of like Hold Me Down, I guess, in a way.
And for the song Ghost of You, it's just you and someone with the last name Ginsberg. It's not the usual MO for the writing of the band. So talk about that song.
Ghost of You is a ballad. I don't know if you've heard the whole EP. And it was written by the keyboard player and myself, Allie Jorgen, that's me, and Ginsberg is him. And it's kind of about, you know, again, a relationship type of issue where you are like remembering someone. It actually is talking about someone who says they're going to leave, but mentally and kind of spiritually they've kind of already left the situation. And anybody who's been in a relationship that's kind of happened to, they understand that sometimes the person has already left before they even leave, and it's like living with their ghost type of a thing.
And in listening to the EP, it sounds like some of the songs could lend themselves well to like some sort of visual accompaniment. Has there been any talk about a video for any of the songs?
We are actually very excited. We're getting ready to do some videos, and visually, there's so many things that we can do. We're kind of like Le Reverie is French, and we kind of have like a French vampire image. The guys have the long jackets, and I kind of have the female vampire thing going on, and there's a whole lot of visual things. Perhaps something at night in France by Notre Dame, or we have just so many, we've talked to so many different people, and there's so many great ideas out there that we're just trying to collect everything together. And money, too, to be able to make it all happen. But we're very excited because there's a lot of really cool things coming up.
Describe working with Ron Nevison.
Ron is amazing. He has worked with so many people, so many personalities. Led Zeppelin and Heart and The Who. And he has a magic way of being able to pull out the best of everybody. He's worked with so many different people, and he's developed a method to be able to zero in on the person's best and pull that out of them in the studio. And I remember the drummer had made some comments on Truth and Lies that he got some amazing performances out of him that he didn't even, until you listen back to the track, you're thinking, you're just in there working, and then you hear it, and you're like, wow, that was us. And me personally in the studio singing in the vocal booth, I know he got some amazing performances out of us. And he just has that magic where he's able to And he's very laid back, and he can just pull that out of you. It's great. It was a great experience.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard the EP, Truth and Lies?
Well, I think, like I said, we're trying to reach out to everyone. I think, like I said, it's not the most sugar-coated type of music, but I do think that it can reach everyone on an emotional level, and it's very powerful. I think the lyrics and the music can reach everybody. It's situations that we all go through, stuff that we can all relate to, and it's empowering in a way. I believe that Hold Me Down has a very positive message, sending out to everybody. You know, if you really want something and you really believe in something, I don't think anybody should tell you different. I think you should go for it and not let anybody hold you down. And then in Truth and Lies, there's a lot of people involved in situations and possible relationships, you know, that they don't have to really listen. They don't really have to take it if they really think that they have woken up and they see something for what it is. You know, they're able to make a stand. I think it's, I'm hoping that it's sort of an empowering CD.
Visit the band at their official website, www.lareverie.com. From their debut EP, Truth and Lies, here is Lareverie once more with Ghost of You.
Nothing is the way that it seems to be.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Allie Jorgen of Le Reverie and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. Once again, visit the band at their official website, www.lereverie.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively through rockwired.com.